on this very night, when he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ, at supper with his friends, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." On this very night, Jesus and his disciples sat down to eat a simple meal with bread and wine. They were all there: Simon Peter, Andrew, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Philip, Thaddeus, Bartholomew, Thomas, James, Matthew, Simon, and Judas. And Jesus, knowing that the time had come, was preparing to eat his last meal with them. His last meal with these 12 who had trekked up and down the countryside with him for the last 3 years. All 12 were there. And although the text doesn't mention them, undoubtedly some of the women who had also been Jesus' constant companions were also there at dinner. Perhaps Mary Magdalene was there, or Mary and Martha, with whom Jesus had stayed the night before he entered Jerusalem for the last time. Maybe Joanna or Mary, the mother of James, were also there. After all, they were some of the first to arrive at his tomb 3 days later. Because this was a meal among family, and so all the family is there. Jesus, the text reads, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. He loved them, all of them. Even the one who, in the next line in our gospel, we are told was about to betray him. Even Judas, there reclining at the same table, sharing the same food, was both the disciple that Jesus loved and the disciple who betrayed Jesus. And they were all beloved guests at Jesus' table. So beloved that Jesus offered the ultimate hospitality by stopping, untying his outer robe and tying on a towel, and then kneeling before each and every single one of those beloved friends and washing their feet. The ultimate act of hospitality, the ultimate gift to his beloved friends who he would love unto the end. Jesus washed the feet of all of them. And then they sat down to eat a simple meal, bread and wine, much like we share together here each week, bread and wine. "This is my body," said Jesus. "This is my body, my whole being. It will be broken, and I give it freely in love for you. This is my blood, my energy, my whole life, given for you, poured out of me for you. Whenever you eat this bread, whenever you drink this cup, you do it to remember." Remember, literally to put us back together again, to put all of the parts back as they were created to be, to put us back together that we might be whole and find wholeness as individuals, as a community, as humanity. God, broken, poured out, that we might be put back together, that we might welcome all the way that Jesus welcomed all, and that the whole human body might become whole. Tonight, as we take this bread and drink this wine, as we taste and see that the Lord is good, may the world see us, see our love for one another. Love expressed in acts of tenderness, care, forgiveness, mercy, and radical hospitality. May the world see us and know that we are Christ's followers and that we belong to him. May the whole world see and know that the things which were being cast down are being raised up. Things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made. May God give us the grace to love one another, not just today, not just tomorrow, but every day and to the very end, the way Christ loves us. Amen.